Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You should just have this music go the whole way, just underneath us.
For the rest of the show.
Some night moves. Bob Seger. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Taking you up until the North Shore Tavern leadoff show with Dan Zangrilli. Sean Myers with me behind the glass. Okay, last hour, we went through our AFC division predictions, the teams that we thought would make the playoffs. So, Sean, just to recap, I'll give my 1-7 first on the AFC if you still have yours.
I'm going off the top of my head, but I think I got it.
My 1-7, the Texans, the Bengals, the Chiefs, the Jets, the Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Bills. We had some key differences, I thought, which was good, because that's what you want in an exercise like this. So, Sean, recap your top seven.
Oh, man, now I'm forgetting. All right, so I went, what did I do? I think Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Jaguars.
Yes, that sounds right.
Bengals, Dolphins, Jets.
Yes. I was going to say, I remember your wild card teams. So there we go. You saw some differences there. Now we jump to the NFC, and then at the end of this little exercise, we will also give our Super Bowl matchup and prediction if we have that ready to go. We will start with the NFC East, where we have not seen a repeat division champ in 20 seasons. That tradition will keep on going, because the Cowboys, here's my big take out of that division, the Cowboys will miss the playoffs in 2024. I think the Philadelphia Eagles get back to the top of that division. I think the Commanders have a surprisingly pretty good season with Jaden Daniels, and the Giants, they will be the cellar dwellers. They will end up cleaning house, I think, after the 24 campaign. So I have the Eagles leading the NFC East, Sean.
I do as well. I was close between them and the Cowboys, but I'm leaning Eagles. I think they have a bounce back year. I think the Cowboys take a little bit step back from where they've been, because they've been a great regular season team. And then, yeah, the other two teams, I think, are not very good. Commanders will be better, but still not good. And then the Giants won't even be close to good, I don't think.
NFC North, I think this could be a really fun division. My champ is not the team that won the division last season, but I think we could see multiple playoff teams out of the NFC North. I do buy into the Jordan Love hype. Not quite enough to make him my MVP pick. That did go to C.J. Stroud. But the Green Bay Packers are my pick to win the NFC North. I think they could be one of the best teams in football. Then I have the Lions finishing behind them. Then the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams. And then the Minnesota Vikings, who are in a very bad spot at quarterback with the injury to McCarthy. Not that I loved him anyway, but I don't know what Sam Darnold will be able to do against some of these teams in the NFC North.
All right, so you said Packers, Lions, Bears, Vikings?
Yep.
First time today we're on the same page.
Wow, all four in that order.
Yes. And I do think the Packers will be a terrific team this year. I don't think the Lions will fall off significantly, but I don't think they'll be quite as good as they were a year ago. So I have them finishing as a good second-place team.
Yeah, I think they will be – I mean, I'll just give a little peek behind the curtain. I think the Lions, kind of like how you had with Cincinnati in the AFC, I think they will be – great as a second place team in that division. I think they'll be the top wild card while being better than a couple of the teams that won their divisions. The NFC South, this is probably the worst division in football. I think we can agree on that. I think the team that the Steelers will see on Sunday wins this division. They are the favorites to win the division. New head coach Raheem Morris, new quarterback Kirk Cousins. I just think the rest of the division is that bad. The Buccaneers, that was a cool story last season. I hope that team is solid again. I don't think they'll be as good. So the Falcons I have winning it. The Buccaneers I have finishing in second. I think the Saints and Panthers have a chance to be really bad. The Panthers especially. I think the Saints have a chance to be like a six-win team. So that's really a division with two teams that are like solid. I don't even think any of them are necessarily good or great, but the Falcons win that one for me.
I think we might be on the same page once again. I have the Falcons winning it. I have, really, to me, it's almost a toss up between second and third, Bucks and Saints. Panthers are last. So I'm going to say the Saints will finish second, Buccaneers third, but it's really not going to matter because those two teams are not going to be good teams.
We get to the West. Sean, you are a San Francisco 49ers fan. I'll let you take this one first. I'm assuming you have your favorite team winning this division yet again.
They got Brandon Ayuk back. There's some good vibes. But I do not have them winning the division. I have the Rams finishing
really?
In first place. Yes. To me, if you remember when they lost to the Chiefs in 2019, the next year kind of was a disaster. I have an ominous feeling that this year's not going to go as planned. They're not going to completely tank, but I actually think the 49ers will be surprisingly below where everyone expects. People are saying they're going to cruise through the NFC. I don't see it like that. I don't even think they win the division. So I have Rams first, 49ers second, Seahawks, Cardinals.
A great non-homer take, Sean. A great one. You being the 49ers fan that you are, because I am one of those naive people that thinks they will run through some of the NFC and their division. I think the Rams are a playoff team, but I think they are in a somewhat distant second place to the 49ers. I think that San Fran wins that division. I think the Rams come in second. I think the Seahawks take kind of a sad step back because people love the Geno Smith story. That's been one of the best ones in football the last couple of seasons from an individual player standpoint. I think they fall back to a team that's like 7-10, 6-11. I don't think it's a very good first year for Mike McDonald in Seattle. And then I think Arizona, again, just like a 3-4-5 win team, even with Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe they show some slight improvement, but I don't think all around they are very good. So to recap, I have the Eagles, Packers, Falcons, 49ers winning their divisions. We matched on three of these, Sean. You also have the Eagles, the Packers, and the Falcons, but you surprisingly have the Rams beating the 49ers. Now, are the 49ers still a playoff team? How do those wild card seeds get dealt out?
Yes, they are. They, the Lions, and the
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Cowboys will be the three playoff teams. So three teams that were awfully good in the regular season last year, all division winners a year ago, will make it as wild card teams this year.
I have a surprising wild card team in here. So the Lions are also a wild card team. The Rams, as I teased to, are a wild card team. The number six seed in the NFC playoffs.
Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
Chicago Bears.
Yes, they are. The Chicago Bears. I actually think, and I get, it's very easy to root against Caleb Williams. Some of the quirks and just the hype that he has, it just automatically makes it, oh, I hope this guy is a flop.
Dom started all that hype, I think, didn't he?
Oh, he thinks Caleb Williams, like right now, is like the third best quarterback in football. I think he takes him over everybody except for Burrow and Mahomes.
Just imagine if Caleb Williams and Mike Tomlin were together in his eyes.
They would never lose a game. The Steelers would go undefeated, perfect seasons for the rest of time if that combo ever took place. So, yes, I have the Bears making the playoffs as a six seed. I have the Lions making the playoffs as a five seed. Now, here's where it gets fun, Sean. When you jump ahead to the Super Bowl, those two teams meeting up in that big game for me, it is a wild card team from the NFC. It is a division winner from the AFC. In fact, it was a game that we got very, very close to seeing in 2023. We saw it kick off the 2023 season. I think we get it in the big game this season, the Lions and the Chiefs, and the Chiefs pull off the three-peat. One of the reasons behind that, I'm at the point with Kansas City, I'm going to wait until a team actually does knock them off the perch. It's kind of like the Mike Tomlin no losing seasons. I'm going to wait until it actually happens, because it seemed like last year that was when they were poised to be taken down. They had those kind of sloppy, borderline lazy-looking games in the regular season. People said, oh, Mahomes doesn't look the same. This offense doesn't have the same juice. They have to go on the road in the playoffs. That won't work. Mahomes won't be able to win road playoff games. And he did, twice. And then they yet again willed their way to the Super Bowl. So I'm taking the Chiefs to do it again. I think this is a last ride of sorts. I think Kelsey's done after this season, maybe a couple of others, who knows. I think he's definitely going to highlight the retirement tour
Andy
of 2024.
Reed?
Maybe. I think Kelsey, though, is like a lock. If they do, I really think for him, this is it in general. I think they're taking one more crack at it, and win or lose, I think Travis Kelce hangs it up.
And then he'll be doing a run-in at WrestleMania?
Yes, it'll be awesome. And we may both be there to see it. Who knows, Sean, depending on how things shake out.
I did not run down the pecking order. It doesn't really matter, but I have the Packers as the number one seed out of the NFC.
I have them as my number two seed.
And so I actually have the Packers going to the Super Bowl, and they are going against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Joe Burrow, he's the guy out of anyone in the NFL that I think has a chance to knock off Mahomes in the playoffs.
He's the only active quarterback that's beaten him in the playoffs. The other one's Brady.
Yeah, and so you say, I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs until someone actually does it. He's the only guy that's done it. And so if he stays healthy, which is a big question mark, I think this could be his year.
Then the winner of that game,
Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
You're going to get intern Dom all riled up on that, too. I hope he's in class and not listening. He's going to need to be excused. So you have, that's what I had last season, by the way. I had Cincinnati winning, knowing that I would jinx them into not winning, and it worked out.
So people could thank me if Cincinnati has a terrible season again,
yes,
and everyone gets injured.
Yes. Coming up, it is our college football minute. Some of the highlights from college football this weekend: Pitt, Penn State, WVU. Also getting into some of the big, big games that took place. We'll get into that coming up next. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A little bit over an hour from now, Nick Faribault will join us. 2 hours from now, Noah Hiles will join us. You can join us as well. You can hit us up on Twitter, which is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football on 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.